Tonight's Shir Simen Unches, Sif Beis through Zion. Sif Beis. Im lo kara osa kodem hanetzachama, yeshto lahakdim lekoise b'mehera komasha yuchal. If a person did not recite the Kriya Shema prior to sunrise, which was the Vesikin, then he should say it as quickly or as soon as possible. As reason makdimim, Mishnah Berurah sifkon yud lahakdim, there's reason makdimim lemitzvahs. You have a mitzvah to do, we try to do it as soon as possible, we don't delay. But this is not going to say he should daven b'yechidus instead of b'tzibur, or likos b'tfilin, nor will we say that he should say creation without tefillin. Look back and see mevav Mishnah Berurah. So it's still better to wait to get the tefillin to say the Kriya Shema if he will say Kriya Shema within the Zman. So even though there's reason makdim lemitzvahs, that doesn't override Tefillah B'tzibur, and it doesn't override saying Kriya Shema with his tefillin. Sifkan Yonalf, Bimhera. If he didn't say Kriya Shema before the sunrise, then he should say it as soon as possible. Mikantu Chachas Magula L'Bnei Ashkenaz, Shema Achen Ma'oy L'Kriya Shema. This is an open rebuke to the community in Germany that delays the recitation of Kriya Shema V'Mechazach, as I'll say, El Mol Nivra Oilem El Bishvil Kabbalas Ma'achas Shemaim Dai. If the world was created only for Kabbalas Ma'achas Shemaim, that would be enough. V'Ayin L'Kamam B'Simen Pei Test, look ahead and Simen Pei Test. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Chaf Beis and Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Chaf Beis. The Nachon Lebnoya when the Shtars Tei V'Kafi B'Boiker Koid Matfila B'Asivis Chavei Manshom. That it's improper to gather around people together to drink their tea and coffee in the morning before davening. If a person has to have a drink before davening, it's one thing. But you don't get together in Hova Chabura, it's just an unnecessary delay before davening. Se'iv Gimel. Umi Shehu Onus. If someone is in a difficult situation, could go on Shehoye Mashkim, let's say it's Laderech, he's getting up early to travel, B'makom G'du Dechai V'listim, and where he's going is a place of wild animals or bandits, when he's traveling, he will not be able to stop. He will not be able to have kavana, afilu parsha rishona, even for the first parsha of Shema, vafilu ad alav avecho, even from the beginning till alav avecho. O shebnei hashayara holchem mehera, or the caravan that he's traveling with is going quickly. They won't wait for him at all. Yachol lekroisa imbirchoseh misha alam reshachar. So in such a situation, he can recite Kriya Shema with the Birchus Kriya Shema from dawn. Once it's Amud HaShachar, we can also say this is a fulfillment of the Pasuk Uvekumecha, which is the Zman of Kriya Shema Shashachros. People are getting up already. Or you could even say Yotzer Or, because it's after Amud HaShachar. But if he's not going in a place that's dangerous with wild animals and bandits, and it's not like the caravan is in such a hurry, even if the journey will begin, if the trip will begin, or the caravan will begin after Mashachar, he should wait until the proper Zman. Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Yud Beis Onus. He's in a situation where he's forced to say Shema early. V'adin kishesh kvur smay spear. The same is true if there's going to be a levaya, a burial in the city, o mila or a bris, o yom arava demapshe barachmim, or hoshana rabba when there's a lot of tefilas. V'tzorach lahakdim esasva. So he has to start early. Yachal kruisim isha olam reshacha. All of these scenarios qualify as an onus, as a shasa dechak, that he can begin from Amud HaShachar. Sifkon Yud Gimel Mashkim, Perish, he gets up early, She'en L'Panay L'Hamtin L'Sakev Ad Azman Mishayira. He does not have the time to wait and delay until Mishayakir. K'gon Shetzerch L'Tzeis L'Derech, he has to get on the way. V'odin Shari Yonim K'yotze B'zeh She'en L'Panay, or any other similar situation where he does not have the time to wait for Mishayakir, K'disa B'tur, like it's brought in the Torah. So then, he could down from Amud HaShachar. Sifkon Yudad Klal, they're not going to wait for him at all. If he'd wanted to stop the journey and say, okay, I need some time now, they're not going to stop in the middle of the way. And this is discussing a case where the trip itself will extend beyond the Zman Kriya Shema, because if the trip is short, and once he gets to a safe place and he's done, he still has time to daven, so then it's better to daven on the other end when he gets there. So in these cases, he can say Shema with the brachas from Amud HaShachar. V'gam yesh l'spal b'veiso achar kriyas Shema of Yerchasen, he can daven Shemoneh Esrei as well after Shema and the brachas for Smichas Geulah Tefillah. Sevkan tezayin l'krosa to say Shema v'yinoch tefillin. He should put on tefillin too. V'lo yivorach aleihem kodem v'shagi hazman, but he's not going to make a bracha on tefillin because he's davening at Amud HaShachar and it's too early for the bracha. Until he gets to the time of Misha Yakir, when he sees someone that he's acquainted to and he recognizes him before Amos, that's man. V'chanal b'simin lamed, like we said before in Simin Lamed, then he'll make the bracha. Sifgan yizayin yotzer or, he can say the bracha yotzer or too. From Amud HaShachar, he can say the bracha yotzer or. From Magen Avraham upime godem pasku de ein lomar yotzer or kol kach bashkama. Magen Avraham upime godem conclude that one should not say yotzer or so early. Until you get to this man of Mishiyake between blue and white. But who has man? That shiachaveh birichuk abba amas kniskal. Yes, the same as man as we said before. The time when you recognize an acquaintance. Gam bihargor mitzadik kamagen avam. The Vilna Gaon also is inclined to pass at the Magen Avraham. Ubalavach itzerach lechatchil lahamtin miyuchal machas of tefillin chanal. And besides, lechatchil is supposed to wait until Mishiyakar anyway because of the tefillin. So the Magen Avraham has this approach, not like the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you can say the brachos of Kriyas Shema, including Yotzer Or, from Amud HaShachar, and they felt one should wait. Practically speaking, people who have to go to work and they're not going to be able to daven bizman. So Rav Moshe and Tshuva writes that they are in the same category. Ein lecha onus godem yizur. That's the biggest onus. It's the biggest onus. The Mechaber's case was the normal scenario in his time. You're going on a trip. It's dangerous to go by yourself. You have to go in a group, and this is when they're leaving. But the Rei the Mishnah Berurah brings in a kavura, Amila, Hoshana Rabba davening. So people have got to go to work and be at work early. They have no Eitzah, so that's Einicha Ongus called them Zoh. There are Nusim, they can daven them. Then he brings a case. What about the only minion in town is the early minion? It's not a big kahila, so most people need to get to work. So that's when the minion is. There is no minion later. The only minion in town is going to be an early minion. And someone who doesn't have to die, you know, he's retired, he has a different schedule, what is he supposed to do? So Rav Moshe says that other people should daven there also. If that's the only minion, you should daven. The only chiddush Moshe says is, have in mind not to be Yotzei Kriyas Shema, and it'll be Yotzei Kriyas Shema, you'll say Kriyas Shema again after the Zman Mishiyakir, because they're saying Shema before Mishiyakir, so you'll say Shema after Mishiyakir later on. This is no different when you daven Ma'ariv by Shkia, and you'll repeat Shema again later. So that's where he suggests this idea. So here you see where Moshe has this idea that if you have to say Kriyas Shema before Mishiyakir, there's a mile of saying it again afterwards. Now, he doesn't say the whole Tzibur should say it again. He's referring to the people who aren't going to work then. They could say it afterwards. Certainly, it is better, if possible, to work out the Zmanim that you're saying Shema after Mishiyakir, but it doesn't always work out. It doesn't, and the early minyan, you know, in our city will not work out. But that's the cheshbon. This is an onus. If it's an onus, it's an onus. Se'if dalet. If someone said Kriya Shema after Amud HaShachar, afal pi shloha yonis, without an onus, he wasn't an onus. Yotze b'di'evet. B'di'evet he is yotze. Vim kura'o below brachas, if he said Kriya Shema without brachas, yachse l'krosi b'zman, ima brachas, he should repeat it with the brachas later, v'ayin l'kamon, simen sach l'ken, simen samach. Mishter Buris of Kohen Yudches, Amud HaShachar, some say that a Amud HaShachar dawn is slightly before the east lightens up. Others say that a Amud HaShachar is when the east does light up. This time is prior to the Mishiyakir time. So whatever time Mishiyakir is, this is before that. He would be Yotze B'di'evet. The mixes on Noshim combo is man, because there are people who wake up at that time, but Karina and Bayu Bekumecha, so it is Bekumecha. Ubediyevit and Midu Aldinter, so Bediyevit, if someone davened then, so we say Midiraisa the Yerisa, we go by the Diraisa. Vidavka Bakori Ba'ama, this should not be a regular event. This is something that is on occasion. Dainu pam achs b'chodesh, once a month. Who do you have to be there? That's when he says to be the effort. Avla merogel asos kin, if it becomes a habit, amachachom shafil b'dievel lo yotze. Chom say im b'dievel is not yotze. V'tzarech lachs with a kreis, and he should repeat kreishma. Umiyu, however, im shas d'chaku, if it's a time of need, afil rogel tu b'shoyin, if it becomes something he does regularly, because of shas d'chak, then he does it. D'may avla merogel, what he's supposed to do. And that goes back to the previous if, when it's an honest. So the hardest thing is, you have people who have to leave to work at 7 a.m. And they daven early for years and years and years and years. And then they retire. And they still go to the early minyan. And I try to tell them, you shouldn't daven now. What do you mean? I'm davening for 30 years and this is my minyan. But you daven too early. What do you mean to us? I'm explaining to them, you don't need this minyan. Most of them eventually get it. But it's hard. It's a hard adjustment. They're so you start the day, you go to davening, and I'm telling them, no, don't go to davening. It's too early. Daven bizman. When you worked, it was God's fine, 100%. But you're not working now. There's no reason to justify, and it takes them time. Like, it's not like on a dime, it's so easy for them to say, ah, Baruch Hashem, now I can daven v'sikin, now I can daven with Mashiach. You know, it's like, you're so used to it, so morgul, it's very hard to pull them away. But they have to. Like, what's the allowance? There's no allowance. So if, hey, if by reason of some oinus he did not say kriyishma the night before, and it's already dawn, as long as the sun didn't rise at kara kriyishma, he could still say kriyishma. The yoytze by the chiyova as kriyishma arvis, and he could still be yoytze the nighttime kriyishma. Now, if that happens to be the same time when he's forced to get out early on his trip, again, it's the place where he's traveling through his wild animals and bandits. And we just said before, in such a case, you'd say, Kriyash Mashal Shachris from Amud HaShachar. He can't do that. Lo yikra as Kriyash Ma Pam Shainis, let's say, Kriyash Mashal Yom. He can't say Kriyash Ma a second time to be yotze the shacharis kriyishma shemeachas also osa sholayel, because he already made it nighttime. He just finished saying kriyishma sholarvis after amud shachar. If sholachas also osa yom, you can't now turn around and say it's yom because tachi the sasri. So once, if you have to use that zman for mariv kriyishma, you can't use the same time frame for shacharis kriyishma. Sifkam chav hachamo, if it didn't sunrise, the sunrise didn't come yet. So there's still people sleeping then. So now it's still a v'shach b'cha. The derisive mitzvah of saying kriyishma when people go to sleep or people are sleeping. Now, if it's not a shas d'chak, you're not going to be yotze. We're not yotze in b'di'evet after dawn if it wasn't a shas d'chak. So if he said Kriyash Mashal Arvis after Amud HaShachar, he can't say now Kriyash Mashal Shachris. V'yesh Cholkum B'zeh, others disagree. Ayin El Yerabi Agro, looking El Yerabi Agro. So I looked in El Yerabo. The halacha that the Mechaber is quoting is a Rosh. It's based on a Rosh. And El Yerabo brings, there are Rishonim who disagree. There's a Rashba, a Ravid. There are those who disagree with the Rosh. And then El Yerabo brings that the Sefer Minchas Kohen said, if I said the Kriyashma Shal Arvis after dawn before Mishayakir, then I could say the Kriyashma Shal Shachris after Mishayakir. So, and even until now, we're talking about from dawn saying Kriyashma Shal before the Mishayakir, that you can't do. But once you hit Mishayakir, so you bring Mishayakir, that would be good. And the Lysa El Yorah Paschas that way. Sifkot and Chof Beis, Shainis, he shouldn't say Shema a second time to be used to the morning Shema. Even though you've reached the Zman of Mishayakir, and your time when you'd recognize someone of acquaintance of four Amos, you still can't make that time for Shachris once it did for Marv. And that's what the Yerabah comes to Dingzach. This Shita that the Mechaber quotes, the Rosh, holds there's no different distinction. You have to wait till sunrise, according to this. But the Yerabah makes a machlokes to disagree on this point. Sivkar Mechav Gimel, Vlasoysa Yom. So once you made it night, you can't make it day. Eliyabden, you have to wait. Ula yizdam lekos to bismanakhirsa. Hopefully, you'll have a chance to do it bismanakhirsa by netzacham, by sunrise. Se'iv Vov. Afal Pishes Mana Nimshach at Sof HaShohah Shlishes. Even though the time to say Kriyat Shema extends all the way out to 3 hours of the day, Shazmanias, Im Avar Shah Shlishes V'lo Kira, if the Zman of 3 hours passed and he didn't say Kriyat Shema, Kare Osa B'Bir Choseh Kol Shah Revias, he could still say Kriyat Shema with the Brachas, the fourth hour, Shishlish Hayom, up to a third of the day. Vein Lo Socher K'Kare B'Zman, but he just won't get the Schar of Kriya in its time. Im Avar Shah Revias V'lo Kira, and if the fourth hour passes and he still has not said Kriyat Shema, he should still say Kriyishma below Bir Chaseh, but he can't say the brachas Kol Yom. He has all day. He can say Kriyishma all day, but the brachas are gone. Mishdabur Sifkan Chavdal Kira'o Afilu Bipshia. Even if he didn't say the Kriyishma with negligence, he was negligent. The halacha is he could still say it with the brachas the fourth hour. Now it's Pashat when the Mechaber says he didn't say Kriya Shema is Lav Dafka. It's the same halacha if he did say Kriya Shema, the whole Kriya Shema, Bizman, but he didn't say the Brachas. Like he's diving in a minyan, which davens late, so he makes sure to say Kriya Shema by itself beforehand. El Rebusa Nachte, the Chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch is the low name of Kivud Lo Kora Kal at the Gur Yosef. Don't say if he didn't say it at all until now, it's worse, like a kanas, because you didn't do Bizman. So it makes no difference whether you didn't do it at all or you did it Bizman, but you didn't say the Brachas yet. You could say Shema with the Brachas up through 4 hours of the day. But this is written explicitly in Beis Yosef. So Siman Vav, and Shema at the end of Siman Vav. Look there. If you look in Shuvas Mishnas Yankov, he's bothered by this. If he did in fact say the whole Shema beforehand, I shall look over there. But Allah, we don't have a problem with it. Sivkar Chafei Shar Revias, he has through the fourth hour to say Shema to Brachos. The Brachos Einam Shayachim LeKriyat Shema, because the Brachos aren't attached to Kriyat Shema. The Afal Pishet Niskanu Kodem Kriyat Shema, even though they are instituted to be said prior to Kriyat Shema, Mikomokum Lav Birchas Kriyat Shema, but we don't call it a bracha of Kriyat Shema. Shaharei Einam Avarech. The bracha isn't Asher Kedushanu Tzavit Sivanu Dekos Shema, because that would be a problem because you missed this man Kriyat Shema. So why are you saying the brachas? Teretz is it's not that kind of bracha. Vahei Kot Tefila. Rather, it's more like Tefila. Well, the figure therefore dinim Kot Tefila Sashachar. We treat it like Tefila Sashachar. So you have until a third of the day. So you have an extra hour to say Kriyat Shema with the brachas, because the brachas are like tefillah, and therefore you have 4 hours of the day. Shazmanias. Sifkan chavav, of a shor avias. Now if you miss that time, afilu nenes, even ba'inis, he didn't get it in before a third of the day passed. Afilu hachim, mekan ve'el chifset brachas. At that point, he lost the brachas. V'imberich, if he says the brachas, ha'al brachas la'tola, it's wrong. Ayin be'elocha l'gabe l'elocha. So Bir Halacha entertains the possibility of saying the brachos up until Chatzos, because the mice of someone didn't down chakras, we see you still have until Chatzos down chakras. So he entertains such a possibility, b'shas d'chak, but the simple halacha is not. This is a very common halacha for women. If a lady gets up and she missed this man Kriyat Shema, I'm a Kriyat Shema. She's no mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, it's a mitzvah of Grama. But she's going to down chakras. Can't she say Birchas Kriyat Shema not? So if it's after 4 hours, if she missed this Mount Tefillah, she shouldn't say Birchas Kriyat Shema. She should say Shema, but skip the Birchas Kriyat Shema. But if it's within this Mount Tefillah, say it. If she missed this Mount Tefillah, she should not say Birchas Kriyat Shema anymore. Sifkon Chav Zayin. Kor'a, if he missed this Mount Tefillah, he can't say Birchas Kriyat Shema, but he can still say Kriyat Shema without the brachas. I am Luvush HaKosev. Look in Luvush, who writes, Yachal HaKros of Achul, he can say Kriyat Shema, and so on. Vakavanuhu, the intent is shetoiv shiyikrena. It's a good thing to say Kriyat Shema even if you missed this man entirely. Kadei shikabel all of ol machos shemayim, because he's been kabel ol machos shemayim, and that's why we say women should say Kriyat Shema to mekabel ol machos shemayim. Avol ena mechuyev, but once he missed this man, a man is not mechuyev anymore. Sheinu mekayim is in hamitzvah to say the Kriyat Shema. He missed the mitzvah to say. He's not going to mekayim the mitzvah Kriyat Shema anymore. Kmo shoskim kol acham, like all the later authorities agree. The Zman Kriyat Shema D'Raisa is only the first 3 hours of the day. But then you should know, that still the Parsha of Tzitzis, or Sha'ari Psukim, or other verses, that mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim, mechuyev min haTorah kol yom, that is a chiyuv d'oraisa all day. The min haTorah lo nikbas man l'zichiroso, there's a mitzvah to say, to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Torah doesn't give us a time when to say it. Like Shagas Ari writes, the Ada Erev, whose man is Chirus Yitzhiyas Rahim, I show him you have until nighttime for that, to mention Yitzhiyas Rahim. So even though the mitzvah of Kriyishma he missed after a quarter of the day passes, but he still has to mention he still has the Adiraisa mitzvah of mentioning Yitzhiyas Rahim. Siv Zayin, Imlo Kira'o Bayoim. Let's say he missed the whole day, didn't say Shema the whole day. Some say sheish lo tashlum ba'arvis that he can make it up at night. V'cheinim lo kor kriyishma ba'arvis sheish lo tashlum b'yom. And similarly, if he didn't say shema the whole night, there is a way to make it up by day. V'yesh cholkum, and others disagree. So when the mechaber has yesh v'yesh oimim, the two yeshes, so we say the halacha is like the second yesh oimim. Stam v'yesh oimim halacha is stam. Yeshom v'yeshom halach like the second yeshom, which indicates that he held is over. You missed out, you miss out. There's no making it up. There's a shita, you can make it up. Others disagree, and it sounds like Mechaber holds that way. If you look at Mishnah Berurah, Sefkan Chavches, v'yesh lo tashlumi, you can make up the missed kriyishma. Ein hakavana sheyotz b'zeidei kriyishma. No one is saying that you'll fulfill the mitzvah of kriyishma that you missed by day by saying it at night. Me'achar shekvar over zmana. You missed the zman. At that point, the Gemara says, we're seeing Shema, it's like reading it from the Torah. It's a din chatchila. You should make up, like we have a halacha by tefillah, if you missed a tefillah, this is a shlumim. And therefore, you have to do the current chiyuv first. And then after you daven marv with kriyishma to fulfill the current mitzvah, you'll repeat shema afterwards for the time you missed. In b'shogeg chesam, again, it's only b'shogeg. K'mo she'nispa'er l'kamon b'simen kuf ches, as will be clarified there in simen kuf ches. So there are those who hold this, like a tashlum de kalocha, like you find this from an essay, but not that you're going to fulfill the mitzvah now. It's too late to fulfill the mitzvah, but l'chadchili you should do this. Sekan chavtes v'yesh cholken. And others say, no, there's no such thing. Hagro v'bircha yosef hechriyu k'deya zo. V'l'negoin en chidon b'bircha yosef conclude, like the second view, yesh cholken, there is no tashlumim. And again, from the wording of Shulchan Aruch, it seems pretty clear that that's how he holds as well.